often do we call our comfort zone our spiritual discernment? Please take a moment and consider that. Judith Bardwick calls a comfort zone an anxiety-neutral position. Sort of sounds more like a political statement, huh? All right, all jesting aside, it means as long as we operate within our comfortable, familiar doctrines of faith, as long as we feel at ease, in control, and we're experiencing low anxiety and stress, we tell ourselves it must be righteous discernment. Your comfort zone is a place where your uncertainty, suspicion, and vulnerability are minimized. Think about it. How often are we uncomfortable talking about spiritual gifts, and we turn it into a spiritual thing by claiming discernment? But really, it's just us stepping beyond the edges of our comfort zone. I think so many avoid the topic because they have an underlying attitude that says, I'm uncomfortable, therefore this conversation must not be God. Right. My comfort zone, actually, has nothing to do with the idea of godly discernment. I'd bet most people who are uncomfortable with discussing the gifts of the Spirit call themselves discerning, but I think it's highly likely what they call discernment is actually their comfort zone. Discernment is the redeemed version of suspicion, because when discernment conceives, it brings forth building up and edifying, which is quite the opposite of suspicion. Let's recap the idea of sound doctrine again. 1. Sound doctrine is made from cover to cover of the Bible. 2. Sound doctrine is born of two or more scriptures. And 3. Sound doctrine applies to the entire body of Christ, not just for the rich and not just for the poor with a special excuse why the well-to-dos don't have to adhere to the same rules. Considering that sound doctrine is from cover to cover of the Bible, then we must take the time to understand God's intent, not avoiding the conversation any longer. Friends, there are things we, in the body of Christ, must begin to talk about. We can't avoid the discussion of gifts any longer. We can't avoid the discussion of whether God speaks to us or not, and so on and so on. We've got to look to the Lord to help us better conclude many topics we have avoided in our modern culture, which seems to think that soon as we are uncomfortable, then running away is a good option. No, not at all.
Step up now.
Just because we may have come out of a church body with poor and abusive leadership, in no way means we don't need leadership. Just because there are some bad actors in the mix doesn't mean we don't need leadership. Similarly, because we came from a church body which abused the gifts of the Spirit does not invalidate the gifts of the Spirit. Paul's discussion of the gifts is nothing new. Actually, they've been being spelled out since the Old Testament. Yep, they are for yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Never to be ignored simply because they challenge our comfort zone. We all should know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that each divine gift or enablement / manifestation that God gives to ordinary people just like you and me is for the purpose of building up His body, for the purpose that we can function the way the Lord wants us to function. God's opinion is more important than our opinion. And if exercising our gifts and fruits of the Spirit is the way He wants to operate, then gosh, why shouldn't we live like that? The Lord is supernatural, and I don't see why His children shouldn't be like their parent. We should be naturally supernatural because that's just the way we are. Our opinions of the gifts of the Spirit will pass away. but his purposes are forever. Like I said, just because we don't believe something God said doesn't mean it isn't true. It just means we don't believe it. And a man told me one time, he said, you know, when you have an opinion, it makes it really hard to hear God. Think about that. Friends, we are called to not only realize and recognize our gifting, but to develop them as well. The Lord has called us in our ordinary lives, doing our ordinary things to build up those around us. And, mind you, that doesn't mean walking around only saying sweet things. It means being truthful, honest, and vulnerable with tact and diplomacy, too. Some would say we have to have a basic understanding of the gifts before we can employ those gifts. But honestly, I don't think that is a true rule of thumb. There are people who naturally function in their gifting and don't necessarily know they are doing it. They are just that way and it flows naturally. Haven't you met people who are just charismatic and engaging and people just like talking to them? I would suggest that's one of the attributes of an evangelist, probably. Sure, maybe, sometimes, some folks use their God-given gifting for the wrong things. But, nonetheless, it is a gift, an endowment, and expression of the Lord. Because we don't categorize and labelize what our gifts are doesn't make them any less than what they are. And again, just because we have a different calling with different gifts doesn't mean it is a lesser calling with lesser gifts.